B. Page 16.
Well, I think some jobs just aren't good for women, like firefighters, for instance.
What? You think women aren't brave enough or something?
Hey, I never said that. But, well, they aren't as strong. Physically. I mean, do you think a woman could carry me out of a burning building? Come on. Everyone knows men are stronger than women.
Ha. So you think you're stronger than the female athletes in the Olympics just because you're a man?
Well, no, of course not.
Then you can't say that all men are stronger than all women. Here, let me draw you a graph.
What's that?
It's from my summer school class. We had to do some research on gender differences and similarities. Okay, now. Look at this. This line here shows how it looks if you make a graph of how strong women are by how much weight they can lift. Here, a small woman can't lift more than 20 pounds. And a woman athlete can lift 200 pounds, right?
I don't know. I guess so.
Now, what about men? Can all men lift 200 pounds?
Well, no, probably not.
Can you lift 200 pounds? Hmm? So maybe a really small man can only lift, 50 pounds. And a really big man can lift 200. So not all men are equal in terms of physical strength either. There are different levels of strength within the genders, too. So the line for men looks like this. Do you see what I mean? In fact, it's true that most men are stronger than most women. So there is a gender gap when it comes to physical strength. But you can't conclude that all men are stronger than all women. And if you have to lift, say, 150 pounds to be a firefighter, then some women can do the job.
Well, I suppose so.
Besides, most women are smaller than most men, so possibly they can go into smaller spaces to rescue people.